Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju. I'm your host. Today, I'm in Dallas, Texas, to attend SBC annual meeting. And then I'm very, very excited about meeting key leaders in the SBC entities, such as North American Mission Board. And I am with Jeremy Sin. And Jeremy is a very key leader in North American Mission Board. So, Jeremy, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, Jeremy, could you tell us about a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Jeremy. I serve as a national church planting catalyst with the North American Mission Board. Basically, I'm to work with churches to encourage them to be involved in missions, in church planting. And also connecting them with church plantings, and also looking for the church planters, that people that are called to impact darkness by starting new works.
That's great. So Jeremy, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So can you tell us about your family a little bit?
Well, I have four children. Mm-hmm. Three boys and one girl. The oldest is 29, and the youngest girl who is 23, and my daughter right now is in Singapore, serving as a short-term missionary, and we'll be coming back to the States by the end of July. And it's such a privilege to serve as a national missionary for the Southern Baptist churches with the North American Mission Board.
Okay, great. So what is the church planting focus in North American Mission Board right now?
Our focus is, of course, seeing where the need of starting new works. Our strategy on church planting is the SEND network. We would like to see churches particularly start in, of course, all across the United States, and particularly also in the SEND cities, because that is where the major population is, and people are flocking into the cities.
Okay, where are those SEND cities?
We divide into several regions, the West, the Midwest, the South, and the Northeast, and also in Canada. Let's start with Canada. I'm just naming a few because of the time. Like big cities like Vancouver, Toronto, and also like Edmonton, Calgary, and also in the Quebec area. And of course, in on the west side, you know, let's say for California, it's like San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And you go continue to go up, then you have Portland and Seattle, and then you have Phoenix, and also Denver, Salt Lake City. And in the south is New Orleans, and also Atlanta, and these different places. And of course, in the in the Northeast, big cities like New York City, Boston, this place, and in Midwest, like Chicago. Imagine these cities where all different people move to.
That's great. Now, let's say there's an Asian pastor, first generation or second generation pastor. Now, he wants to plant a church.
Okay.
What does that look like?
That's a very great question. I think, you know, for a pastor, he wants to plant a church. And then he look into, say, am I going to mobilize my church to be a supporting church for a church planters? Being a church planter, you face a lot of challenges. You talk about like spiritual warfare. And they need church to pray for them. So I would say, hey, call me, connect with me. Hey, can I find a church you can be a prayer partner with? That's to begin with. I think when you pray, God will open your eyes. How you can bless that church planters. I know churches say they send them Christmas gifts. I have churches, they just visit them to encourage them. Or maybe a mission trip to go with them. Or they see the needs and in places. Like for several years, we, let's say for the whole state of Oregon, There was not one single Chinese Southern Baptist church. Mm-hmm. We find the church planters, so we have some churches that support them. But there are churches, they see that there's a need to start new churches. So they be the sending church mm-hmm. of another church. We would like to see is to, for a church to be a multiplying church. Mm-hmm. Basically, they will raise up their own church planters from within, mm-hmm. and then they send them out, or that we prepare missionaries mm-hmm. or church planters for the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, I heard somebody was mentioning about leadership or pipeline for church planting. So,
yes.
Could you explain?
Yes. For years, We do church planting, and we share this vision of church planting to people, and we are glad people respond. But sometimes we often find that they may not necessarily best prepared.
Mm.
Okay, they may have a good theological education, but really on being a church planting then. You have to have a strong sense or conviction of calling, and you have certain competencies for being a church planter. The church planting pipeline is to help churches to raise up their own people mm-hmm. that they can be really sure that God is calling them. And also they know how to walk with the Lord because that's where you draw power from.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he has the competency. You will know how to share faith with non-believers because you're not preaching to people who are believers already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the church planting pipeline, is help them to raise up future leaders. And North American Mission Board, we want to work with local churches to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And so for churches to would be involved, would be interested on doing that, they can go to the North American Mission Board website,
mm-hmm.
NAMB.net/pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go there, they can register, and then they can log into that.
Mm-hmm.
And also they can download a user guide.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they will tell them, the different levels. Level one, say, the spiritual formation,
mm-hmm.
biblical knowledge, and missional living. And so he can be, that person mm-hmm. can be a stronger disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And on level two, that will be helping them to be missional leaders, and how they can be a disciple makers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the level three, we will help these potential planters prepare for the assessment, because we're looking for, do they have that competencies?
Mm-hmm.
And also, do they understand certain methods and approach of church planting?
Mm-hmm.
So these are how churches can work with North American Mission Board,
mm-hmm.
using the church planting pipeline, so they can raise up future church planters,
mm-hmm.
leaders, mm-hmm. or mission team members.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is very helpful, because one of my top four goals for Asian mm-hmm. ministries is mm-hmm. to develop a leadership pipeline.
Right.
Because many Asian churches are lacking
mm-hmm.
or suffering from lack of leaderships.
Yes.
So what you just said is very, very helpful, not just for church planting world, but also for church strengthening.
Well, I really agree with you. I think we all are saddened because of the lack of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
When I visit with different people groups, and we have a lot of leaders in their 60s
mm-hmm. or
older,
mm-hmm.
and if they retire, they kind of anxious who is going to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for some people groups, when the pulpit become vacant, it could take them years to mm-hmm. find the next pastor.
Right.
And I pray that with this pipeline,
mm-hmm.
God is raising up church planters
mm-hmm.
and people who have a heart for missions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we are a people of the Great Commission.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So where can we get the information? Again, mm-hmm. website?
Well, the website is namb.net/pipeline. And of course, you can call. Anyone can call me. My name is Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
Jeremy Sin.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is jsin@namb.net.
jsin@namb.net.
Yeah, J is for Jeremy, mm-hmm. S for Susan, I for Ivy, N for Nancy, NAMB, the short form for North Alpine Mission Board, .net.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Jeremy.
Well, my pleasure.
I would love to see that more Asian churches to be planted.
Yes.
In North Carolina and beyond.
Definitely. Looking forward to work with our churches.
Amen. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.